Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And don't forget, we also have a text board that comes directly here to the studio. Very easy, just 870-870. We can't get photographs or attachments, but we certainly can get your message and share it with your fellow listeners. Again, that's 870-870. Please remember, though, never text and drive. Not safe. Speaking of safe, well, we got an 11-year-old that has been arrested in connection with 22 car burglaries, and there's also some talk about a previous crime involving a stolen car. Joining us to give us the latest on this situation is WWL TV reporter Paul Murphy. Paul, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Don. We should say that the 11-year-old remains in the youth study center right now. His parents, although... His parents were in municipal court just yesterday facing a criminal charge of their own. Police summoned them to court on a charge of improper supervision of a minor child. And that stems from, as you mentioned, an earlier crime where police say the boy was driving a stolen vehicle earlier this month, and he ran from the scene after getting in an accident. And the parents are charged with that improper supervision charge because the crime allegedly happened during the hours that the 11-year-old was supposed to be in school. And that's something that the 11-year-old's parents, Donald Bryant and Donna Howard, strongly deny, and they pleaded guilty in court on Thursday.
Oh, wait, they denied, but they pleaded guilty?
Not guilty, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah,
yeah, pleaded not guilty, yes.
So take us back to the beginning. Well, I guess it's just one of those like the movie where it comes in and goes back to things that happened prior to that. But the first thing that we knew was he was charged with was the car burglaries. When did that occur and how was he apprehended?
Well, my guess is, and we're only taking a guess at the time frame because in the media we're not privy to specifics about juvenile crime unless it's a violent crime. But mm-hmm. my guess is that these car burglaries all happened within the last month. I talked with some folks in the 5,000 block of Drew Avenue out in Gentilly Terrace where nine cars were hit. And the 11-year-old, according to police, was in some crime camera video that I saw that one neighbor shared with me. And I'm not exactly sure how he was identified, but he was. And he's now have been arrested in connection with 22 car burglaries, many of them in the Gentilly Terrace neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to the driving of the stolen car, and I understand that that got into an accident and he fled from the scene, he has been charged with some of those violent crimes, which the media does have access to. What are those involved?
I'm not quite sure where these charges stem from because, again, in the media, we're not privy to a lot of information concerning juvenile crime. But he has been charged also with being a principal to aggravated battery with a firearm and being a principal to another aggravated assault as well.
And what did you say his status is now? Is he being held? What is he? Where is he and what's being done right now with him?
He is in the New Orleans Youth Study Center, which is the new juvenile jail on Bayou St. John, where I understand that there are doctors that are interviewing him right now to see if he's capable of understanding the charges against him. But he is facing some pretty serious charges for an 11-year-old, and his parents have been adamant in the fact that they say that they simply had lost control of this young boy, and he was under the influence of older teenagers that the parents claim bullied the little boy into doing some of these crimes.
And so now they have been charged?
The other
parents.
Teenagers?
The parents, I'm talking about.
Yeah, the parents received a summons to appear in municipal court on Thursday on the charge of improper supervision of a minor child by a parent. And Judge Joseph Landry didn't find probable cause to post bond, and the district attorney's office right now is building the case, and they will decide by the next hearing date in March what to charge the parents with, if anything.
Is this accurate as far as you know, that that crime, the charge of improper supervision of a minor by a parent, carries a $25 fine?
It's a $25 to $250, I believe, and up to, I believe, 3 months in jail, I think is what we had. Yeah, the crime of improper supervision of a minor by a parent carries up to a $250 fine and up to 30 days in jail.
Yeah, I don't think a jail sentence would help if parents are having a trouble with an unruly child. To put them in jail, they're certainly not going to be able to improve on that. Have you talked to any of the attorneys, either on the defense side or the prosecuting attorney, as far as, you know, what the chances of this charge is sticking and the fines being implemented and what the disposition of the 11-year-old would be?
From the assistant district attorney's explanation in municipal court yesterday, I think the basis of that charge, that improper supervision charge, is a truancy issue where this 11-year-old has not been going to school, and therefore the charge may apply to improper supervision. We'll have to see. The judge didn't find probable cause to post bond, but my understanding is that police are still putting together the report. It has not been forwarded over to the DA's office yet, so the DA hasn't been able to screen the case just yet.
Okay. Paul, is there anything else you can update us on, and what's next as far as the parents and the child?
No, I just think it's interesting that, you know, we've been talking about all of these car burglaries for, I guess, the last several months. We saw a huge jump in the number of these types of crimes in 2019, almost a 60% increase year over year. And many of those perpetrators, according to police, the vast majority of them, I should say, are teenagers under the age of 18. And a lot of parents, a lot of victims, I should say, have been saying, well, where are the parents? Where are the parents? And in this case, it's sort of a different narrative. You do have two parents in the home that are raising this 11-year-old, but unfortunately they haven't been able to control him. They've lost control of him, as they would tell you, because he is under the influence of older kids that are running the streets doing bad things. And so that just gives you an extra wrinkle. But the fact that this is an 11-year-old is very alarming, very shocking to a lot of people, that you have someone that young committing these serious crimes.
And, Paul, I'm getting comments about those parents also have another child, a 14-year-old, who has been put into a home of some type. Do you know anything about that? And I know they don't give a lot of information about juveniles. But considering this is
the parents,
it might be available.
Told me that the 14-year-old is in a Boys Town type program. I'm not 100% sure what that is, but my understanding is that he may have had some problems in the past as well. I think there's also a 9-year-old boy in the house, according to the parents.
Wow. Okay. Paul, I know you'll stay on it and bring us up to date on any new developments or further developments as this case proceeds, but hopefully this will be something that grabs the attention of the city and the district attorney's office and the police department and everyone involved, and this can be stopped. I mean, it's just out of control when you got these kind of things going on. I'm sure he's not the only one.
No, Don, and Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson has openly talked about this and saying that his officers are arresting and rearresting the same juvenile suspects for these crimes, and the juvenile justice system just turns around and lets them out on the streets, and by the very next night they're doing the same thing. So obviously the juvenile justice system and the criminal justice system have to get on the same page here and really offer some help for these kids that are really doing some tremendous damage in the neighborhood where people are now afraid that any given night their car could be victimized. And I know in my neighborhood, Lakeview, that certainly is the case. And you read the next door app just about every morning, some street's been hit, and that is a huge problem. It's a property crime, so it's not, like a lot of people say that how safe you feel in your house. It's not the violent crimes, the murders. It's these property crimes that really give people pause about their own safety in their house.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, these lesser nonviolent crimes, if they don't abate them and stop them, nip them in the bud, so to speak, it gets worse and worse, and then finally it becomes a fatality, or certainly does become a violent crime. And, I mean, you've already seen that he's been charged with aggravated assault with a firearm. And, excuse me, an 11-year-old carrying a firearm, they don't have very good judgment to begin with. 11-year-olds have no reason to be carrying firearms, and only bad can come from that. And maybe the juvenile justice system needs to revisit their penalties and charges, and because it's never happened before, and maybe what the laws they had on the books were good. You get the kid, you remand him back to the parents straighten it out, but if that's not happening, something else has to take place to ensure the safety of the community.
Well, that charge against him of being a principal to an aggravated assault with a firearm seems to indicate to me that perhaps he was present when some other person was doing the shooting. So I'm not sure whether it was the 11-year-old with a gun or not.
Got it. Well, close enough. Paul, thanks again for the report. We really appreciate it, my friend.
All right, Don, take care.
See you soon. Paul Neufer, he is the WWL-TV reporter covering that story on the 11-year-old that's been arrested with 22 car burglaries, also being a principal to aggravated assault with a firearm, principal to aggravated assault, and also driving a stolen vehicle. All right, I'll be back with some of your comments. Got a lot of text messages coming. If you'd like to call and talk about this issue, it's 504-260-1870. Don Dubuque in for Newell Norman. Good Friday morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.